In Parshas Bamidbar, the Levim get special treatment. They're counted separately, and it says Hakreves Matei Levi, and Manihine Lakachti Esalvi Mitoch Bnei Yisrael. So they're separated, and they're given special positions with regard to the Mishkan. So is this just a historical fact that the Levim were treated differently in those circumstances, and they have a certain role to play in the Mishkan or in the Beis Hamikdash, or is there ongoing halachic significance to this? Are we obligated to treat Levim in a special way? We know that there's a mitzvah of Vikidashto when it comes to Kohanim, that we have to give them precedence in various matters and treat them with respect. Is the same true of Levim or not? Maybe they just have a special role when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, but in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no special treatment that's afforded to Levim. So probably the most familiar situation where this arises, a little bit confusing, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. So we know where we have three aliyahs the first aliyah is given to a Kohen, and the second aliyah is given to a Levi. And only then do we give an aliyah to a Yisrael. So we seem to give precedence to a Levi as opposed to Yisraelim. At the same time, the halacha is if there's no Kohen available, then Nisparda Chavila. It's the whole thing is off. And different understandings in the Rishonim, and a little bit of a different Lashon Mechaber Hamah. You can give the first aliyah to anyone. It doesn't have to be a Levi. Or maybe Bidavka, you don't give it to a Levi. But we don't have an idea that in the absence of a Kohen, that we would be Makdim a Levi to Yisrael. So which one is it? Are we giving precedence to Levim over Yisraelim or not? If you look in other areas of Halacha, so perhaps the most primary source, the Mishnais at the end of Horios give a list of priorities. If you don't have the resources to help everyone, but there's people who need assistance, so who gets who gets prioritized? So a Kohen would take precedence, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael. The Levi does get precedence over the Yisrael, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Reish Nun Aleph, that with regard to Tzedakah, to Pidyon HaBen, the Levi would take precedence. At the same time, there's an interesting discussion when it comes to benching. We know that when it comes to the Zimun, we would give, again, this is not the only factor, but we would give the Kohen precedence to lead the Zimun. Is the same true? If there's no Kohen, would that be true of a Levi? So the Torah brings two opinions based on a story or a statement in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I never led the Zimun in the presence of a Kohen, but when there was no Kohen, no one else ever led the Zimun. I always led the Zimun. So the Torah says, well, the reason is because Rabbi Shimon Levi was a Levi. So you're supposed to be mocked in the Levi in this instance as well. But he quotes from the Maharam, but that's not the reason that a Levi wouldn't get precedence when it comes to Zimun. The reason Rabbi Shimon Levi led the Zimun is because he was a Talmud Chacham. But if not for that fact, we would not be mocked in the Levi. So the Shulchan Aruch there in Reish Aleph does not bring that one is supposed to give precedence to a Levi when it comes to Zimun. So the Magen Avram mentions that seems to be inconsistent. In Hilchos Tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch brings that we are Makdim a Levi. And in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, the Shulchan Aruch does not say that we give precedence to a Levi, and he thinks they should all be connected. So how do we make sense of this issue? So the Mishnah Berurah there in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Reish Aleph writes a sort of soft lashon, and he says, Tov Lahaktim HaLevi, you know, if he's the same level of Talmud Chacham as the Yisrael. The Yisrael is a bigger Talmud Chacham in any way, then you'd be Makdim the Yisrael, but otherwise everything's being equal. He doesn't say you have to, he says Tov. Tov Lahaktim HaLevi. So he seems to, give expression to the fact that it could be that there is an Inyan to be Makdim the Levi in this way, similar to the case when it comes to Tzedakah. Then we would have to explain what about when it comes to getting an aliyah in the absence of a Kohen, how come we wouldn't be Makdim the Levi in that case? But the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov Shiyaktim HaLevi. I saw there's a sefer called Ratz Katzvi, Tzvi Reisman. So he quotes from some who give a different explanation. They say, no, that there's no general Inyan to be Mechabed Leviim. That the fact that they come first when it comes to Tzedakah is a special din in Tzedakah. We have a pasuk, Hisham Lecha Pentazovis HaLevi, that since the Levi didn't get a Nachal on Eretz Yisrael, so we have to take care of the Leviim. That only applies when we're living in Eretz Yisrael with each person has his Nachala. But nonetheless, as an outgrowth of that, we give the Levi precedence in Hilchos Tzedakah. But in other areas, not. So how come when it comes to, how do we understand the issue when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah? So it quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that maybe when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the fact that we give a Levi and Aliyah before Yisrael is an outgrowth, an extension of Kibud HaKohanim. That the definition of being Mechabit Kohanim is to show that they're elevated and they're different. So we give them the first Aliyah, and then we give the Levim, and then we give the Yisraelim. Now the Kohanim are like two stages, above regular Yisraelim. But in the absence of Kohanim, so we wouldn't, there would be no need to accentuate it to be Mechabit the Levim. In any event, so perhaps different perspectives on the issue of Kavod HaLevim. Have a wonderful day. If people could put up the chairs, that would be great.